Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness brought to you by Global Schoolwear, School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, Lower Extremity Review, LER, and MVP Parent Magazines, UK Health Radio, a great doubleheader, Dr. Tandy Miani. She's an eye surgeon. She's a motivational speaker, eye health specialist, and pastor. She's joining me, along with Nina Bard. She's the owner of BRD Sport, a company dedicated to health, fitness, and lifestyle. Then the sports doctor is in with some Bob Guida wisdom, your emails. First, let's welcome Dr. Tandy Miani. Dr. Tandy, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thanks, Dr. Bob. I'm so excited to be with you today.
Great. Give us some background on yourself and your whole eye world.
Ah, where do I start? I wear many different hats. I am an eye surgeon, and I am also a major in the United States Army. I am a speaker, author, and coach, and I am excited and passionate about all things related to eyes and all things moreover related to health and wellness of mind, body, and soul.
Sounds like me, you know, except I'm on the foot and you're on the eye. Yet we've got this umbrella of topics that are, I'll call it semi-endless. You know, often with our specialties with sports medicine, youth sports, I'm sure being in the military, where we're talking about eye protection, all sorts of eye conditions that you have to be so aware of. So I would imagine that being very proactive in prevention, protection is a big topic.
Absolutely, 100%. There are over 30,000 sports-related eye injuries every year. Not only that, there are 125,000 related home eye injuries every year as well. So eyes, I know feet are important, Dr. Bob, but I think eyes are pretty important too. And protecting them is one of the most important things that we can do.
You know, in the world of health prevention and health wellness, ironically, again, the eyes and the feet are some of the soonest areas that we pick up diabetes and this scourge that we're dealing with, diabetes in our country. And often we see, whether it's the furthest area from the heart or whether it changes in the eyes, that the eye doctor and or the foot specialist might be the first physician to be suspicious of diabetes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's so important. And, you know, one of the things that I'm becoming more and more aware of is how everything is connected. We are, the world is connected. Our bodies are connected. So what's happening in your heart will also affect your eyes, will also affect your feet. So I can, a lot of times I can pick up, I can look at someone's eyes. I can tell you that they probably have high blood pressure. I can tell you that they probably have diabetes. It really, they say eyes are the window to the soul. It's also the windows to the rest of the body.
You know, it's interesting when we talk. I've had a holistic optometrist a few months ago was on the show. We were talking about how important he felt and others in the profession of optometry or ophthalmology that about having much more eye protection goggles, for instance, in children's and youth sports. It's a such a tough sell, yet there's the, what do you think about that?
I think that everyone, every home should have a pair of protective, at least one pair, if not more, of protective goggles because we are constantly doing things that put our eyes in jeopardy. So, and then definitely for sports, it is one of the basketball, the, all of the, really all of the sports have opportunities to get hit in the eye or to damage the eye. And so protecting your, I mean, how well can you play a sport if you can't see?
Right. But it's still such a tough sell. Now, if that young athlete or that athlete wears glasses, then they might be, you know, using goggles also for the help of the glasses, as well as the fact of the protection. But for the kids who don't necessarily have any history of wearing glasses, getting them to wear goggles instead of sometimes except for specific sports, we've always found to be a tough sell. And again, I imagine the experience, you know, even the eye relationship with traumatic brain injury, that whole world has to be something in the military that's of real importance.
Absolutely. And Dr. Bob, not only is getting kids that do not wear glasses normally to wear protective eyewear is a tough sell. It is a tough sell to get kids that do wear eyeglasses to actually wear their eyeglasses. Every time I see it, every day I see parents that say, yeah, they lost their glasses. They won't keep their glasses on. So even when kids can't see, it's still hard to get them to wear their glasses. So kids that aren't wearing glasses, it's an uphill battle. But, you know, it's a tough sell for me to get my kids to eat some broccoli, but I still do it because I know it's important.
Either that or whether they're wearing the right shoe. It's amazing. We keep on going back to these analogies. Everybody, you're listening to The Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. If you go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, if you go over to radio shows, you can go back years, see what topic might interest you, international guests, national, local guests, all sorts of topics. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you can read a endless array of articles on so many different topics. A lot of excitement with the new MVP Parent Magazine, the upcoming documentary Where Our Children Play, The Challenge of Youth Sports. I can't tell you how many guests I get from the LinkedIn or Twitter world. We have thousands and thousands of followers. Great information. You want to check out at Sports Doc, D-O-C Radio. We're talking to Dr. Tandy, eye health specialist. She's an eye surgeon. Are you still an active pastor, Dr. Tandy?
I do all the things. It depends on what day it is.
I was going to say, what day is today? It's Wednesday. What are you today?
Today, I think I am an eye surgeon and a radio guest host.
Perfect. What is the best site for people to find out about you and all your work, whether it's your books, your speaking? What's the best website?
Well, right now, my website is under construction. So if anyone wants to find me, they can find me at Dr. Tandy on Instagram is one of them, dr.tandy, which is T as in tango, H as in hotel, A as in alpha, N as in November, D as in delta, I as in India on Instagram. I'm also on Facebook and Twitter as well.
You know, we've also featured Dr. Tandy, the interest over the years. I've had racing car specialists who were hand-eye coordination specialists talking so much about eye training, and sports medicine today includes a lot in hand-eye coordination and the ability of enhancing eye performance. What are some of your thoughts on that? You know, exercises or other things to have somebody really sharpen their vision so they don't get hit with 100-mile-an-hour fastball.
Well, that's actually not a part of my practice, since the largest part of my practice is I specialize in glaucoma and cataract surgery. So I do mostly surgery stuff. So I don't do any hand-eye coordination things at all.
I can't believe it. We just opened up another area for you on top of the 10 other things that you're paying big attention to. I had cataract surgery. To me, it was one of the most revolutionary things that you could not believe the difference it made even though I spent forever being scared to death of with anybody touching my eyes, you know. But it was very, very helpful. I imagine that's become super common.
Oh, absolutely. I have people every day that can't see the big E on the chart, and they are still, they would rather stay not seeing than undergo surgery, which is cataract surgery is the most commonly performed surgery in the world. And if you were ever going to have cataract surgery, today is the best time ever. The development, the technology that we have is absolutely amazing.
I found it painless. I was amazed on how the procedure itself, after the procedure, I really had virtually no discomfort. I was so impressed with the fact that I was made much more of a big deal out of it than I would have thought of.
Absolutely. The most common thing that I find is that the worst part of the surgery is whatever is happening in the person's mind before they actually have the surgery.
Right.
And
right.
Then once they have the surgery, they're like, oh, that was it. Or a lot of times when we're wheeling people out of the room, they say, oh, are you done? Or that's it. I think that's true of so much of life, is that what we imagine or what we fear is so much worse than the actual thing itself. And most times out of 10, the things that are horrible that happen to us are things that we never anticipated. And the things that we were so worried about don't actually happen.
You know, it's interesting. Again, your motivational speaking's coming out. But this is a gigantic topic on the sports doctor. I call it the mental game. Whether you're the best athlete in the world, whether you're their parents, their coach, teammates, family relationships, someone trying to stick with their exercise program, someone trying to stick with their weight loss program, all and these tremendous pressures many times that are involved. You know, when we think of youth sports, it's hard not to think of the overzealous, ranting, raving parent on the sideline. And talk a little bit about what you pay attention to in your motivational speaking world.
Well, one of my other hats, I am known as the bounce backologist. So, and that
I like that term.
Yeah, so in that arena, in my coaching and speaking, I am passionate about helping women in particular bounce back from different life crises and tough life transitions without the need for years of endless suffering or years and years of being on the therapist's couch.
You know, especially the pressure with the pandemic, how everybody's life was so turned upside down. It's amazing, Dr. Tandy. Wherever the guest I have on is from in the world, whatever their vocation, over these past couple of years, the top topic is mental health and all of these kinds of challenges, let alone what we're going through with these revolutions with, you know, women, women's health, women's rights. It's gotta be a tremendous overload of female stress over this past couple of years.
Absolutely. It is, especially I have a heart that goes out to, and I will say that every mom is a working mom, but a heart that goes out to the moms who are out there who are working outside the home, but also trying to manage everything in the home. And there's a quote that says, we expect women to work like they don't have children and mother like they don't have a job. And trying to do that juggle is tough. And every woman that is a mom and works out that at the house, I think, would agree with me.
Oh, yeah. Then if you throw sports in, where your son or daughter is a talented young athlete, and you've got carpools and traveling and club teams and all of these other kinds of demands, then many times we've had experts on all the time with extended families and divorced families and all of these mental stresses that parents and especially women have when it comes to parenting the child athlete and dealing with some of these different kinds of challenges. I think it seems we're making a lot of progress in that area. After all, one of my most popular articles, Dr. Tandy, at my website is Women in High Heels Accepting the Challenge. If you want to tune into that one. Dr. Tandy, yeah. I knew the time was short. Give us again the site that people could find out about you and your work and your speaking.
You can find me on Instagram at Dr. Tandy, dr.thandi, or you can just email me directly at happydoctormom, spelled out happydoctormom at gmail.com.
Terrific. We'll definitely have to have you back. It's such an important topic. Hold on. Dr. Tandy, thank you so much. It's the Sports Doctor, everybody. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Live from Chicago, we're back. It's the Sports Doctor. We want to welcome Nina Bard. She's the owner of BRD Sports. It's a company dedicated to health, fitness, and lifestyle. Sounds like my show. Nina, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you. Exciting to be here.
Great. Nina, give us some background on yourself and BRD.
Okay. We started out being a supplier for some global companies making compression knit products. What happened is that we realized early on that these products are not available to the consumers anywhere in this country and decided we were going to take it direct, and so called it BRD Sport. And what that is compression bracing of a very, very high quality that can change people's lives. They can really be active, recover, feel a lot better. We like to say relief in motion, wearing this bracing because it works. And there's not a lot in the stores, when you walk into the stores, that you can find that work. And that's how we came to be.
I'm catching you, New Jersey. I see you in New Jersey with my New York and your New Jersey accent. It's a perfect combination. You know, I've talked about it for decades, whether we're looking for the best ankle sleeve brace,
right,
whether we're looking to define what braces are all about, whether we're talking about rehabilitation, whether we're talking about treatment, importantly, whether we're talking about prevention.
Right.
So it's great to see continued attention to optimum quality when we're talking about all the joints, and compression therapy has become a very, very big deal. You know, whether you got Copper Fit and you got some of these other gigantic groups with something for all parts of the body. I used to be very enamored with Pronation Spring Control braces that simulated taping the foot in order to be able to control excessive pronation. So what parts of the body are you paying attention to, Nina, in your products?
We have a number of ankle braces. We do for the Achilles, for plantar fasciitis, something we call the sport ankle, which is a proactive product. The other two I mentioned are more for recovery. We have three different knee braces. We have elbow bracing, a few different kinds, and wrist bracing, compression. And what makes these products so good, they're made on knitting machines that are about 10 feet long. Approximately 16 yarns are woven together to make the product that's contoured to fit the body part. It's true compression. What does that mean? That means it's going to increase blood flow and reduce inflammation. And when you have an injury, whether it's a weak ankle, a twisted ankle, a meniscus in your knee, arthritis in your knee, these products really make a huge difference because it's creating blood flow, it's reducing inflammation. When these products are on, because they're contoured, you forget you're even wearing them. They become part of you. And so we have people doing all kinds of activities. We have people using it for prevention in certain activities. And it can be life-changing to find a product that actually works.
You know, we pay big attention on the sports doctor, Nina, about biomechanics. And, you know, whatever the joint is in part of the body, we want to pay big attention to function.
Right.
And I'm sure that you also pay big attention to function. And you mentioned something very important, Nina, which is the fact that it's comfortable, because many times that's one of the biggest challenges is getting individuals to wear that particular
right.
brace. And they ain't going to do it if it's not comfortable, you know, especially in the world of ankle braces where, and I've written extensively about the difference between taping an ankle and bracing an ankle. And I tell you, for both, I recommend it doesn't matter what brace we're using, as long as we're strengthening the feet and ankles, and including that. What type of materials
I was going to say. It's a variety of lycras and yarns. It is latex-free. There is no neoprene ever in our products. It's made 100% in the United States. It's washable, so you can be wearing an ankle brace and you can wash it. And it lasts a very long time. And so with all those, and it fits into any sneaker or shoe. So it's very easy to use. What also makes it interesting is that we make it in 6 sizes and then even customize past that. We can't be in the stores because you must be measured. And if you're in like a Dick's or a big box store, no one's going to measure you, so you can't possibly buy it. So we're online in our website, also on Amazon, and there's an extensive video showing you how to measure each body part, sizing charts. And so, give you an example. Someone just called me. He bought an Achilles ankle brace. And he called to say to me, you know what, it's very tight across the width of my foot. I asked him, could you please send me a picture, take a photo of your foot. And what we're doing for him is making the base wider and tightening it up on the ankle. And so it's that kind of flexibility that we have because we really, really want it to work for people. And it does. It does. The knees, I had a pickup wall. He was ranked between number 1 and number 2. And he was using someone else's knee. I'm going back a few years ago. And I sent him ours, and he called me up, and he said, this is great. I'm using this. Okay. So we signed a contract, and after 6 months, I saw he wasn't wearing it. And I called him, and I said, what happened? You're supposed to be wearing the product. And he said, but I'm healed. It fixed it, and I don't need to wear it now. So that wasn't so good for me, but that was good for him.
Yeah. Well, I have a good word to you there when that question comes up, is we don't want to talk about what you need. We want to talk about what will benefit you.
Yeah.
And very often, again, once we tune into what someone's history is, what the necessities are now, like the article I sent you on pickleball,
right,
where I wrote about the fact that pickleball is someone I would see all these seniors and super seniors were so excited and they wanted to play and everybody got hurt. They didn't realize that this was a physical activity. And again, the market for seniors is huge. When we're talking arthritis, and we're talking about disabilities, other kinds of, what's the website, Nina, that you just were mentioning that people can go find out about the products and your,
BRD
info.
BRD, like B like in boy, RD like in David, sport, no S on the end, .com. BRDsport.com. You said something. I was going to say something to what you just said, and I can't remember now. It's really important.
Well, the areas, again, when we're talking again about what is the cooperation, first of all, how long has BRD been around, Nina?
BRD has been around now about 12 to 15 years.
Okay. What kind of interaction, cooperation, do you find, for example, from the medical industry with the products?
you know, it's funny. We're a small company, and I did not go knocking on all of the doctor's doors and that kind of thing. What I'm hearing, I will get calls actually from doctors who say, a patient came in wearing your brace, and I really liked it. Give me some more information on your stuff. So that when the physicians see it, they know what they're seeing. I do want to say that the level of bracing that we are making is the standard in Europe. It's not the standard here. Here it's neoprene. Here it's stretch, cut and sew things. In Europe, they wear the kind of products we're making. And that's really why I pushed to sell direct. The hardest thing for us is to educate people because we're expensive.
Well, now you got a commercial, Nina. You'll be able to play them your segment in our radio show when, again, we're talking about how important it is when we're talking about the post-op, whether we're talking about rehab, and, again, mm-hmm. whether we're talking about prevention in so many different areas. And the fact that we are deluged many times, you know, neoprene has become, I always felt it caused too much heat many times, sometimes in the area and or sweating, and whether or not something, do any of your products have any Velcro attachment with them?
Certain ones do. Yeah, like we have an ankle that the front, if you look on the website, you'll see our Velcro ankle, and we can do that with an Achilles. For someone who's saying, it's too hard for me to pull up, let's say an older person with arthritis, we can have the front open that they slip their foot in and they close it with Velcro. And therefore, they get the fitting, but they didn't have to pull as hard.
I have a sentence for you. For all your people with ankle and or Achilles or plantar fasciitis problems, what you could add to the mix is to recommend every one of them learn how to strengthen properly those areas. This is one of the biggest things I've talked about. I don't know, 40 years, give or take a few weeks. Ankles continue to be the most commonly injured areas. They're often undertreated, and we end up with lifelong problems because it wasn't paid attention. So the education for that individual to understand, first of all, any athlete should be strengthening their feet and ankles anyway, whether they're injured or they're not.
Right.
Of course, I'm prejudiced in the world of sports podiatry.
Right.
But that's, again, the kind of information when you're talking about using a brace for any areas, making sure that people get a diagnosis, making sure they know what they're doing. Maybe they need to consult with a physical therapist, could help let them decide how long should I be using this? Is this something that I should be using forever? Just like you mentioned, Nina, with that one person who might have called you and said, I'm not wearing it because I don't need it. And I chimed in as to whether they would benefit in that.
Right.
You find, I'm sure the senior population is a big part of your people.
It is. That's true. But one of the problems with the senior population, depending where in the country, okay, a lot of seniors want to be able to use Medicare or some kind of thing like that, and this isn't covered with that. And so, unfortunately, they're getting something way inferior because...
Yes, the insurance. Well, of course, you know, we could talk for a month about the insurance industry.
Right.
And the kinds of constraints and challenges and all these kinds of situations many times, you know, that become involved. But for the most part, these aren't really expensive items, really, are they?
Well, you know, for the general public, when you say to them $60 for one ankle, they at first think you're crazy. Now, what happens, and I see it over and over and over again, it's what I started to say about education. People will call all the time and buy one knee, one ankle. 10 days later, they're ordering the second one. They were very skeptical because of the price, but once they get it, they call back for a second one because it works. It changes their lives. They feel better. They have more power. It depends what the issue is. I actually had someone call me for an elbow brace. This is very funny. And I said, what is the problem you have? And he said, well, I'm a fisherman and I'm casting out all the time. I've hurt my elbow. And I said, well, the only way I'll sell this to you is if you send me a picture of you fishing in it, which he did, and it's on my website, which is very funny.
Right. You know, our friend, you know, Rick Baba, with his Baby Boomers, his whole emphasis, his magazine, he was on about X amount of weeks ago. We had him as a guest, again, talking about the importance of the whole senior citizens. Again, I have the three famous words, which are awareness, education, and then positive action. We're going to talk more about the seniors when we come back with Nina Bard, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody. Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody. MVP Parent Magazine is special. Evidence-based topics on all areas of youth sports. Rich Dubin, a sports dad himself, takes his three decades of publishing. He just celebrated the 12th anniversary of the acclaimed LER Lower Extremity Review magazine, one of Sports Doctor's key supporters, and he pours it into MVP Parent. Factual, evidence-based info on such key topics like physical and mental training, nutrition, injury awareness, treatment, recovery, and prevention. I am proud to be a contributor to MVP Parent. With the Sports Doctor is in article in each issue. Go to MVPParent.com. MVPParent.com. Hey, hey, we're back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. We're talking about braces and prevention, protection with products with Nina Bard. She's the owner of BRD Sport, a company dedicated to health, fitness, and lifestyle. We were talking quality. We were talking comfort. And I was asking you, Nina, about, again, the tremendous senior population. People want to stay active. They want to stay active later on in life. And many times they're dealing with all sorts of history of problems. I would imagine that's a big population for BRD.
It is a big population, but surprisingly, we get a lot of people in their 20s who are doing stuff for prevention and some for recovery, depending what the issues are. But yeah, of course, there's a lot of seniors because I'm a senior and we have our, you know, simple things, not simple, but we have things like arthritis or, things that slow us down and being able to participate. And so between diet and exercise and the right bracing, you can, you know, our tagline is release in motion. Don't let pain keep you out of the game. It doesn't have to, depending on what your issues are. And many times, people can get back to being active if they're taking care of the right things. Now we have a sport ankle. It is, everybody should be wearing the two of them. I don't care if you're walking a lot, if you're hiking, if you're playing pickleball, if you're going shopping. This is, you don't have to have anything wrong with you. But wearing these two, quote, braces, your feet don't get tired. They don't get overheated between the blood flow and the circulation. It's amazing. And it's protective.
And well, what we want to be able to do with bracing is we want to be able to control excessive motion. We want to allow as much normal motion as possible. We want to control, you know, the foot ankles are complicated. We call it a triplane motion, three motions, three directions, all simultaneously. And again, many times people don't realize ankle ligaments are more like taffy than they are like rubber. And they start to stretch. They can stretch out where all of a sudden we see somebody might be much, much more susceptible to a problem. So this is an individual, again, where we're talking about protection, especially if you are active, you want, or you have any kind of history, then being able to use a comfortable brace that can be protective becomes very, very important.
Right.
And we make a very big deal in the world of youth sports also, again, where we're talking about sport like basketball, sport like volleyball, where we have all sorts of jumping, and changing of direction, where we see more and more, there's still 4-5 to 1 ACL knee injuries, females to males, because of anatomy. So
right.
More and more we're starting to include in the world of athletic training, the world of coaching, the world of, again, with the physicians, of including bracing proactively,
exactly.
Again, for prevention. I think it's a topic that will continue to grow, don't you think?
I do think so. You know, I can give you an example. A few colleges had approached us about getting products for their teams. Now, this is the reality. The coaches loved the products. The school board said, we can't spend that much. The kids lose the stuff. We're just going to have less expensive products to give them, so when they lose it, we won't care. So, unfortunately, there's a great example. There's a couple of state universities in New Jersey that didn't go the extra mile for their students, for their athletes, and so their athletes don't know about it. But when they find out and can get something good, they do. They do. It is preventative. It does give them the protection they need, and that's part of the story. It's very complicated, I think, between educating people and getting it out there and letting people know.
Well, again, those are three words, the famous sports doctor three words, again, awareness, education, positive action. Awareness of what the challenges, concerns, and problems are. Education, again, whether it is in the right types of exercise, rehabilitation, when to see a physician, all of these types of important topics, the conversation between coaches and parents and kids. Then, again, the idea of the positive action. Two things everybody cares about in sports medicine are preventing injuries.
Right.
Can
That's
we stay
one.
Out of trouble? And where indicated, enhancing performance. You know, you want to be two steps quicker, then you want to strengthen these areas. You want to pay big attention to these areas. There are very few tennis players who don't benefit from proper elbow bracing for prevention of problems. But again, sometimes you got that mental challenge, which is, let me see, if I wear a brace, it means there's something wrong.
Exactly.
That's what sometimes
exactly.
The education
yes.
comes in, right, Nina?
Oh, my goodness. I have a pickleball pro. He's a senior. And he wears our elbow, and he wears our ankles, and he wears our wrists. And he's a great guy. He's in his 60s. He's a pro. And I asked him for a picture, and he actually had the knees. And he took a picture of himself lying on the ground with all this bracing on as a joke and sent it to me. He goes, don't ever print this. I look broken. But it's true. He doesn't want to look like he's wearing all that.
Well, again, it's a perception.
Yeah.
And, you know, helmets went through the same concerns, mouth guards through the same concerns. So many times we see, just make sure your friend, if he's a pro, tell him to make sure he's got orthotics in those shoes, man, if he wants optimum alignment and performance. And again, this is many times where the education comes in,
right.
The athletic trainer, the physical therapist who is recommending something after dealing with a person's injury in the clinic and then sending them back to where they might be going back to their activity at the gym. They might be going back to their sport. And many times they're the ones who really have to help educate that individual patient and or athlete how important prevention many times can be. And
that's
one of the
really
things that we've been talking about this, you know, again for decades with those kinds of challenges. And, you know, again, seniors can be a tough sell often because, again, you know, money is such a important part of everything that they're doing.
It really depends who, what part of the country. I mean, I see it really clearly. We do have a lot of seniors. We have a huge repeat. If someone finds us and buys from us once, they're back. That's it. They have found and they tell their friends and you can see how it goes. And it's definitely that in the senior world. It's just unfortunate when they go into the stores, you know, the medical supply stores, because I've gone in. And they can't carry our quality.
Forget medical supply stores. They're going into Walgreens or CVS.
But the,
you know,
but the medical supply stores.
The foot aisle. You know, with art supports and everything over the counter. And so, again, many times we need to get that education. It's been great, Nina.
Yeah.
So much great information. Give us the web. Is it Nina Bard or BRD.com?
No, it's the website is BRDsport.com. That's the website. BRD.
BRDsport.com.
Yep.
Nina Bard, owner. Thank you so much, Nina.
Thank
Hold on.
You.
We'll be right
great.
Back, everybody.
Thank
Sports
you.
Doctor.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Live from Chicago, we are back. The Sports Doctor is in segment where we preview some upcoming guests. We add a little Bob Guy to wisdom. We answer a couple of emails, brag about the book, whatever. Hey, happy fourth anniversary for my induction into the National Fitness Hall of Fame. Can't believe it's 4 years. One of the great honors of my career. And I want to thank everybody for the kind messages. It's been great. We've got some great guests. One of my favorite orthopedic surgeons from Philadelphia was with the Eagles. He's with Philadelphia Dance for years. Dr. Nick Denobio will be joining us next week. Also, one of our favorite groups, the Proactive Coaching Group, and one of their head guys, Rob Miller, will be returning. The following week, we're going to get into the crazy world of medical billing, insurance. Who doesn't have that up to their ears with Dr. Virgie Ellington? And then the anti-stress world, the tsunami of stress. Maria Manadoukas will be joining us for some of that mental game as we talk about. You know, Bob Guida, the late, great sports therapist, who I spent like four decades with, the best athletes in the world in all sports would come to see Bob for one of a couple of reasons. One, dealing with an injury, rehab. Two, enhancing performance, quicker, faster, stronger. And Guida always made a big, big deal out of strengthening the opposites. He wanted to figure out what motions would this, let's imagine a tennis player who's swinging a racket 1,000 times a week, a football quarterback who's throwing that football again and again and again. Bob worked with Jim McMahon extensively, and he would pay big attention to strengthening all the stabilizers, and he would call it the breaks and the opposites of the muscles that would counteract these repetitive motion injuries. And something that I always thought was so sensible, made such a difference in so many athletes and their performance, which was, again, strengthen those opposites. A couple emails. Chuck said, you make a big deal out of the two exercises in your book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. I have a 12 and a 10-year-old boys. They both play soccer. They both play tennis. They're always playing something. Chuck, the exercises you're referencing are strengthening the ankles, feet and ankles, and strengthening and working on balance. No matter what sport your sons play, no matter what their ages are, no matter what their level is, we want to strengthen the feet and ankles. And we're finally getting through after, I don't know, four decades that this is included routinely. We don't need an injury. You want to be quicker, you want to change direction, you want to come down softer, be more explosive, strengthen your feet and ankles, and your whole body benefits by working balance. Whether you balance on a mini trampoline, we love the sand dune stepper, which simulates being on the sand, working the gripping powers of the feet, tilt boards. When we would put an athlete on the with sensors on parts of their body and have them balance on one foot or balance on a mini trim, every muscle would light up. as every part of your body is working proprioception to stabilize where you are in space. So those two exercises, major keys. Pete says, my 12-year-old daughter's a serious volleyball player. She's part of two clubs. For a year or two, she's been dealing with what they call Osgood Schlatter. Osgood Schlatter, Pete, is when the bones grow faster than the soft tissue. The knees are famous for that. The kneecap tendon, the patella tendon that attaches from the bottom of the kneecap to the front of the shin bone, gets stretched. And what gets irritated is the attachment at the front of the shin bone. Sometimes a bump would develop, discomfort would develop. And the point we want to make, Pete, is that often foot mechanics aggravate that. If we have excessive pronation, the foot flattening excessively, then the rotation around the knee is increased. So often we would see youngsters dealing with this Osgood Schlatter. They've been in physical therapy. They're taking medicine. They're doing resting. And orthotics are magic for them. By controlling that excessive twist and torque of the knee. So pay attention to that. Everybody, again, it's the fourth anniversary, not only of the Hall of Fame, but the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. You know, we had my co-author, Hall of Fame volleyballer and professor Sharky Zartman, whose new book, Shark Sense, is coming out sometime soon. And we were talking about how it's more important now than ever, the importance of preventing problems, getting some understanding. Her first segment of the book is Sports Parenting 101, interaction with parents and coaches and communication. What level should your child be in? What are these challenges? Second part of the book, The Sports Doctor's In. I'm talking about what's the best shoe. What about feet, ankles? We talk about concussions. We talk about other challenges. Third section of the book is Ask the Experts. We have nutrition experts, personal training experts, sports psychology experts, coaching, parenting experts, all chiming in on what is important in parenting the child athlete. And the final section of the book is called Parents' Perspectives. I have a half a dozen parents of young athletes that I've dealt with in the world of figure skating or soccer or tennis, chiming in on the ups and downs of the roller coaster of parenting a child athlete. And the reason this is such a big deal, everybody, is that today youth sports is a big business. It's a $20-25 billion a year business. We're very excited about the upcoming documentary with Chesapeake Films, Joel Franco, The Challenge of Youth Sports, Where Our Children Play. And the fact that the pressure many times is overwhelming, physically and mentally. Epidemic of overuse injuries in youth sports, whether it is the young pitcher whose elbow and shoulder's killing him from too much throwing, or the young athlete, the figure skater, doing too many jumps, and their feet and ankles, legs, back. So this is why we want to pay continued attention. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, it's on Amazon. Hey, everybody. See you next week. It's the Sports Doctor. Thank you.